Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFO 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today, we are talking to the Barbs, Nicki Minaj and the whole crew, Pink Friday 2. Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Ken. Nicki's gun is running out of bullets. Ken. This is why I feel that she's manufacturing beef with other female artists to be able to sell records, because the beef isn't necessarily substantiated. We saw how she took shots at Cardi B once Cardi B started blowing up. We see that she takes shots at Megan. You know, it's just at this point, it's like, in my opinion, Nicki's not living on the credibility of the music, but trying to stir up drama to boost album sales. And I see why, because this album was not it. We're talking 22 songs, an hour, 10 minutes. 22. Let me repeat that for everybody that's listening that may have not heard the album. 22 songs, an hour and 10 minutes. And this is my thing. I feel like this album has three freaking different facades to it. You have this sing-songy wannabe R&B shit. You have the extremely poppy shit. And then you have the ode to throwback hip-hop. And it's like, all three of those things can't really coexist. And if they can, this is not how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do feel like she had moments on here. I do think that Nicki still has a propensity to be able to engage a younger audience and make music that's going to be commercially acceptable, that you hear in Target, like Mos Def said about Drake's music. She's going to make music that is safe. You know, obviously the clean version to play around little girls and shit like that. But as a project in its totality, I can't say that. Like, you know, Barbie Dangerous, you know, taking off Notorious Thugs of Biggie and Bone Thugs. Like, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? I like that one. Fuck the Club Up. It's like, okay, nigga, we from Memphis now. Like, we're like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm cool with that. Let me see. What was Beep Beep Beep? Hold on. Beep Beep is, you know, it's Nicki's version of hip hop. Like, I'm cool with that one. But then we get to Falling For You, and it's like, wait, hold on. We have a pretty decent momentum. What the fuck is we doing? Because I didn't necessarily like that song. Let Me Calm Down with J. Cole, that's cool. R&B with Lil Wayne and Tate Cobain. Who the fuck is Tate Cobain? That's another question for another day. Didn't like that song. Pink Birthday. Another one where I'm just like, are you gonna primarily do this? Cause again, that's just like that commercial poppy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just kind of all over the place. And then we get to Needle with Drake. Ken, I like this song. Mm-hmm. This is Drake's wheelhouse. She definitely went to Toronto with this one. And remember what I told you about Views years ago, mm-hmm. right? We just went to B's bachelor party. We was at the cigar bar and they played Goddamn, I Got a Hennessy in My Hand.
They played one song.
I understand. Okay. Right. I understand. We wasn't on the beach, right? However, that Needle song, I like it. It fits a mood, it fits a vibe, but it's like, it's not cohesive in the project. Like, it just feels like it's placed there. And then there's not another one that's out. There's not no other Afrobeat on here. So I'm just like, yo, like, what the fuck are we doing here, Ken? This shit is just all over the place. And then we talking about odes to music. The joint that she did, Red Ruby to Sleaze. Like, we talking about Nina Sky. She added, to me, there's nothing that, she didn't do it justice.
I think she just Megan on that one with, I haven't messed with horses since something. And fuck the club up. I think she just on that one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting them mixed up, but either way I go.
Either way, Ken. Look, like I said, I think Nicki has moments on here, but as a project, it's just too disjointed. I feel like, you know, if we're going to go and recreate moments in hip hop, I'm cool with that. I think, you know, Red Ruby, the sleeves could have been done better. I like Barbie Dangerous. I like Fuck the Club Up. All right, cool. Is that where we're going? No. Those are like the only ones. And then we have the super freaking, you know, over the top shit like Falling For You, Pink Birthday. But I think she had like joints with Lil Uzi Vert, Everybody. Like that's a big song. Like that's something that, you know what I'm saying? Like you're going to hear played in commercial spaces. I'm cool with that song. But it's like, where are we going? What's the direction? And that's the main thing about this project. I know I'm ranting and I'm going on, but I just, Nicki's out of bullets, bro.
I think maybe it's to serve her fans. Like, it, you know, there's no reason for her to be making an hour and 10 minute long album. That's not a deluxe. There's no reason at all. I think this album is absolutely awful. I got set up. We was recording what, with all due disrespect, the first episode, which is only available on Patreon. And we were talking about Nicki and everything that was going on. And I think I recall Nick saying that he heard Pink Friday 2 was good. So I went in with that expectation that this was going to be actually a pretty good album. And I walked away extremely disappointed. I thought this is definitely probably one of the worst albums to come out in what year did this drop? Did this 23? Drop this year? Yeah,
December 8th, 2023.
It's a good thing I didn't hear this last year, because this thing, man, it's like, what are you doing? You know, the intro was weird, but she kind of, you know, rapped towards the end. Barbie Dangerous was cool. Fuck Up the Club and whatever. Needle might as well be a damn Drake shit. Mm-hmm. And even that wasn't all that good.
And she does have another like Afro beat type forward from Trini, but yeah. Okay.
Nah, Future has never sounded so bad. I for me that can keep the whole damn thing. This thing, bro, is absolute trash. I don't know what she's doing. I know, but what I do know is that I know Nicki is better than this.
Yeah.
And this is just, this is high quality trash.
Yeah. Now what? High quality trash. Okay, I don't disagree. It sounds like, in my opinion, that Nicki just has a lot of yes people around her. Because like I said, I feel like there's three different projects happening in one project. And I feel like projects need to have a direction. And it's cool to show versatility, but this is not necessarily, in my opinion, is not showing versatility. It just feels like a disjointed roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna get people hurt. Like, you know, it's not smooth, bro. Like that should take a turn, you're gonna fucking pop a rib. Mm-hmm. Like who did quality control on this shit? Because it's not there, Ken. It's not there. You got songs like Bomb Bomb, trash. Just like utter trash. I don't disagree with you, Nicki Hendrix. It's like, what the fuck is this? And then it sounds out of place because there's not really anything else like it. You know, I'm just disappointed. I'm just disappointed because I feel like if Nicki would have stuck to Everybody, Super Freaky Girl, songs like that, then it's like, oh, okay. Like just recently we did Little Sims drop 7 and that shit was completely different from anything we've ever heard Little Sims do, but it was a direction. Mm-hmm. And it was like, she started like that, she finished like that, this is what you're getting. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to start like that, finish like that. Give us the high energy, throw a couple of the odes, cool, I'm good to go. But a goddamn hour, 10 minutes, bro, we could have got 12 songs. You could have cut half of this damn project off. We could have got 10, 11 songs, and it would have felt like it had a direction, and I would have had a completely different opinion on it. Because, again, there are bad songs on here, but the ones that are good, if you pair with the other ones that are good and cut the fat out, then we're like, okay, Ken. Not my cup of tea, but hey, she got something on here. And the thing is that because it's so all over the place, as a listener and as a music critic, it ain't for me. It just, what the fuck is going on here?
It was a struggle to get through. I can say that. Somebody lied to me or somebody lied to Nick.
Somebody been lying. Like I said, she ain't got no more bullets, Ken. Let's start with the features. Let's go back to the regular shit. The features, I would say I fuck with Lil Uzi. J. Cole did his thing. Wayne ain't sound bad, but I just didn't like the song like that. Drake was cool. So the features in general, I got to give like a C because they carried the features.
I'm at a D. I only like J. Cole. Mm-hmm. I feel like the features just, some of them feel like they just took a check. Lil Uzi was all right, but.
He fit that song.
You know, just, you know. But nah, I didn't enjoy the features at all. All
right, that's cool. I feel that. The production. So I feel like I had to break it down into three categories. The hip-hop shit, I give like a C. The super poppy, you know, safe target type music, I give a B+. And then there's, you know, the two songs that are like Afrobeat, you know, dancehall type shit, I get that one a B. And then the rest of the shit is an F. I had to break it down, Ken. That's how my ears told me.
Shit, I'm with a D.
Cool.
D.
I feel it. The rapping on here, I don't feel like Nicki did anything necessarily different than what she typically does, but it's just the execution of the ideas aren't necessarily there. Her rapping is her rapping. I think she's plateaued. I think she hit her ceiling. You know, I don't know if she could be much better than what she has been or is currently. So I'm gonna give her a C+.
C-. Yeah, I think it's the songs more than the rapping.
100% is the songs more than the rapping. Overall, C-, D+.
F. Elf. Elf will fuck out of here. Get this shit out of here, bro.
You know what? Look, I don't necessarily 100% disagree with you. D plus for me because there were joints from here that I could take and that I could listen to, in particular vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cool with that. So that I can't flunk you if there are things that I'm like, okay.
Yes, you can. You can take a test with 10 questions and only get 3 of them bitches right.
You're right. You're right, but I got more than 3. I got more than 3 on this, so I'm going to be Mr. Nice Guy. I'm going to give you a D+. But yeah, Pink Friday 2 ain't it. It's just, as a collective, it's not it. Look, are me and Ken just old fuckers talking? Because if we are, let us know. Hit us up on social media. Tell us how wrong we are. But it's the end of this one. But tomorrow's another day, so we'll have another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.